views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Well, I tell you, I feel like every show that we do from now on is like a mini webinar. Crazy the information that's coming in. Crazy how my channel is expanding. The accuracy, the information. And so I am going to dive right in. If you want to talk to the channel today, press 1 so we can get you in the lineup. And just know that if you don't get on, your questions are answered through somebody else. Okay, I want to talk to you today about integrity and the lack of it. Because it has been in my face, as I'm sure it has been in yours. Somehow, it's become okay. It's become the norm. It's become the normal, natural thing to ask, what can I get away with instead of what's right? What are the rules? What's legal? What can I get away with? You're seeing it in our government everywhere. You're seeing it in the world everywhere. And that tells me that we need to look within ourselves and ask ourselves, what am I allowing myself to get away with? Instead of asking myself, what is the highest integrity and power and love that I can live in? So the first thing they took me to was our cocktail on the sheets. And basically, what I understand, that's still the highest understanding, yes, is what the cocktail is about. That's numbers 1 through 5 on the first sheet, which you can get with the Balance Podcast at imdwallace.com. So the universe responds in kind to whatever you put out. So let me clear up one thing that everybody's really kind of confused about. God is all thought and all possibility in our definition of it. That means God is yin and yang, good and bad, positive and negative, as we have defined them with our limited speech. But in actuality, all of those things lie under creation. So the universe is going to respond to you and what you are in harmony with, period. So if you or someone else is not playing by the rules and you are in reaction to that, or you are the creation of that, then the world is going to come back at you not playing in the rules. And that closes your heart. They want you to understand clearly that if you're allowing yourself to get away with stuff, you know, which can be cheating on your taxes, hiding funds from someone you're supposed to be sharing it with, not taking responsibility for the creation of your own life, pointing the finger at somebody, using your old story as some, all of that falls under what can I get away with in the non-creation of my life. So automatically that closes your heart. And what happens when your heart closes? Your flow is all, well, stopped, really. The flow of you. I mean, if your heart stops, the flow of your blood and your life force stops. Metaphorically, the same thing happens with the universe when you do not take responsibility for what is right, what is powerful, what is love, etc. This creates a genetic imbalance in our happiness, in our honesty, and in our worthiness. And they took me on the genetic list to star. And that happened to come up in a private also. And I want to remind you that the star under the genetic subjects means when we broke off from the one energy. So let's just call it God for right now, or the force, which is, again, all thought, all possibility, literally the energy of creation itself. When we broke off from that, we went, oh, I'm thrown out, I'm abandoned, I'm not as good, my parent, my guide, my leader has detached from me and sent me away. In reality, what happened is God / the force sent us out going, here, I trust you enough to go create yourselves. You're me, go practice. So again, you see at the very, very beginning, it's what Einstein was talking about when he said, are you going to see the world as hostile, or are you going to see it as friendly? Because the universe will respond in kind to you about that. So this is interesting. Now, everybody listen and do this with me. Just hearing my words doesn't do it for you. I know you. We all want another energy to go, that's all right, just sit there, I'll do it for you. It doesn't work that way, guys. So they want us each to balance for all embryonic imprints of all of the us's in all space-time continuums and dimensions, the balance of happiness, honesty, and worthiness. So we are directing our energy to balance around the subject of happiness, honesty, worthiness, always choosing what is right, always choosing our highest responsibility, to balance that for all of our embryonic imprints. That means the imprints in the embryos of us that have ever existed in any and all time-space continuums and dimensions. When we do not ask what is right, what is powerful, where can I take responsibility, they want you to understand that that keeps us in limbo between creation and redemption. Or you could say yin and yang, or you could say heaven and hell. So in other words, when we ask what can I get away with instead of what is my highest creation of me, it literally keeps us in the purgatory of creation, the purgatory of creation. And in the Catholic terms, purgatory is that place of kind of where you're on hold between heaven and hell. creation can't take place there because you're in a holding pattern. And it is dishonesty to our integrity, guys. It is dishonest to our integrity to hold ourselves in the purgatory of creation. Of course, these are the kind of things we delve into with a lot more understanding and time in Creation Station, which, by the way, we only have 4 spots left, guys. If you're sitting on your haunches, if you're sitting on your divine hits, if you're sitting on your hunches, if you're not, you know, asking yourself what's the highest choice for you and, you know, about Creation Station, I urge you to do that. We've only got 4 spots left and we're all the way out from November. I also want to invite you to the webinar, and I've got some information about that today too. Our next webinar is Loss, Leaving, and New Beginnings. I guarantee you there is not a person on this call or that will hear this call that is not going through an experience in their life, some kind of loss, leaving, and either the hope or the despair of a new beginning. Guys, pets, people, relationships, jobs, health, money, yourself is all at the place of leaving. There's a big purging going on, if you haven't noticed. Looks like total chaos. And the thing that the channel is saying to you that you must hold on to is that it's possible. Rebirth is possible. Keep your chakras open for your energy to flow. Because what we're doing is we're going through redemption by fire. And what they mean by that, tying into the first part of the information, remember this is the webinar we're talking about. We're all going through kind of our personal hell. So we will finally choose to say, I am. I am the creative energy that creates for me. Therefore, just to say I am without a definition and a direction of that, if I say I am God, well, God's everything. So are you going toward the positive God or the negative God? Those are our words. The energy doesn't look at it as positive and negative. The energy only looks at it as creation. But you better be a little bit more specific about that. There's lots of energy leaving because it's time for us to take responsibility for our decisions and our creations. We have used our pets. We have used other people. We have used money and our relationships and our jobs, our health and wellness to not utilize our creative power. And at first, I had written down to not be in our creative power, and the channel stopped me and said, dude, you're always in your creative power. That's what you are. But whether you utilize it or not, or allow it to be created in a namby-pamby way of semi-consciousness, is a whole other thing. So what they want us to claim is, it is possible. This rebirth is possible. We expect it. We allow it. And we absolutely are the core that creates it. We are the energy that creates the possibility, accepts the possibility, and accepts the outcome of this new choice of responsibility. Did I get it all in there, guys? Yes. Okay, I'm also in the process of donating a lot of bears. We're closing out this installment of Bupalapaloo. If you want one, get them now, because another 60 went out yesterday. All righty, I think that's everything. The webinar is a week from Wednesday, guys. Loss, leaving, and new beginnings. All righty, so we're going to start with Ms. Luz in Massachusetts. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, Dee.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What can I help you with?
My question is, you just mentioned about creation. I'm wondering if that is what is actually holding me. I'm trying to get pregnant, and I have tried many things, and nothing has worked. So I'm wondering, where am I? And Dr. Chet, everything is fine. There's nothing holding or anything. Like, everything is. And I'm wondering, where am I holding myself and my creation of not actually deliberately creating what I want?
Okay, what's the one subject that you're trying to create right now?
Having a baby.
Having a baby. Okay. Having a baby is new life, right? Bringing new life in. The very first thing I heard, Luz, swear to God, was the statement, why should I bring a baby into a world like this? So there's a part of you that is in fear. Now, they're saying already you're feeling this. Is that true?
Well, I'm looking at it because I don't actually, honestly, I don't feel that the world is broken or anything like that. That's what I'm actually checking myself to see. Because honestly, I don't feel that. Like, well, I think about the world that is, to me, in my eyes, is perfect. Like, I don't even get caught off with media and all this stuff.
Okay, so as soon as you said that, my pendulum went to no. This is part of what they're talking about, guys. So they're using her to teach here, as they do all of us. This is an imprint in your embryonic fluid, literally. You received this from your mother. It's also a big past life thing, lots of past lives around, pardon me, Luz, were you raised Catholic?
I was. Well, actually, my mom had a 9 kids.
So if your mom had 9 kids, you can imagine. What number are you?
The third one.
She was literally, what the hell am I bringing all this into this world? And that was her religion, so she couldn't go against her religion. So basically what they're saying is she was split. Hold on. She was split energetically between what she really wanted to do and what she was told was her religious duty. And that's what's going on with you, Luz.
I just keep, because I want to get to the bottom, and I don't want to get something that, you know, I really want to get what it is. But my mom actually had 9 kids because my dad wanted her to have 9 kids. She didn't even want it. She just wanted 4. It wasn't about religious. It was about my dad.
Well, I get a yes on that. And religion played a big part in it. I mean,
it's true. She's very religious. But
yeah,
when
and the
it
more
comes
babies,
for her, she wanted, she wanted to stop when she was 4 kids.
And the more babies you have back then, you know, the better Christian you were. That's just the way it worked, guys. So whether it was conscious or not, in your beingness, it was in her energetic pattern. It was in both of your parents' energetic patterns, Luz. So there's a part of you that doesn't want this baby. like your mother, of course, wanted the children that she had when she had them, but there was a part of her that didn't want to have any more kids. And I mean, that's the part that's kind of holding you back energetically from committing all the way to this. So they want you to watch your thoughts about having a child, because there's a lot of what ifs. What if we don't have the money? What if this? What if the world? What if, okay? And what?
That doesn't resonate with me, because I'm doing like everything possible and like doing, and I don't even concern about money or anything, because I know I'm the creator of it. So I'm not even concerned about anything. I'm just interrupting you, because it doesn't really resonate with what I'm feeling.
I understand, Luz, but I'm hearing it so clearly that you're worried about the world and what's going on in the world. And that, like any good mother, you're concerned about your child in this world.
It
so
doesn't resonate, but
I understand and I hear you, but I'm getting nothing else. So they want you to sit down, write out, be very conscious of your thoughts in this next week about anything that comes through. Even if you watch the news and you go, my God, this world's in such a mess. That's it right there.
I don't think that way.
Okay. Well, baby, I've got nothing else to give you, Luz.
Okay.
Right now, they're saying that's the highest thing you have to deal with. Is anybody in our way? No. Is anybody switched? No. We both want the highest answer. And that's it. That's what I'm getting. So I want you to trust the channel and play around with that this week. You know, sit down and just start writing and say, if I were afraid to bring a child into this world, it would be because, and just start writing and see what comes out. All right?
I will.
And then call back next week and let's look in, or email me and we'll look into it more. Okay, honey?
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
I know usually the channel gives us stuff that we totally resonate with, but that's the time we're dealing with right now. Okay? We don't want to know what we can get away with to create. We want to know literally what we have to replace to create, because that's what's right. All right, Miss Kathy. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
How are
okay.
You?
I'm great. Thank you. Now, you sent me a very long email, and I want you to sum it up in about 3 sentences so that we can get to what you want to know.
Well, basically, all this stuff has been being thrown up in my face over the past few weeks, and culminating.
Stuff?
Oh, my credit card thing, and then I was in a fender bender in a parking lot, and so there was all this, and then my dog decided he didn't want to have anything to do with me because my energy was so bad, apparently, and so it kind of left me feeling abandoned, the unconditional love that I used to get from my dog felt like he was pulling away from me. So there was a lot of abandonment.
Pulling away from me, and this is exactly what they were talking about when they were talking about the webinar.
Mm-hmm.
You've used your pet to allow you not to take responsibility for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the person and thing that's abandoning you, Kathy, is you.
Right.
It's self-abandonment. So literally what the channel said to me is your dog is pulling away from you so you can go, I better start taking care of myself. I better start getting myself in shape. I better start taking responsibility for myself, because even my dog doesn't want to do it anymore. And they have, guys. Our animals have come in to absorb a lot of our stuff and help us through it. But I can't tell you. I must have had 5 emails about pets leaving. And again, I urge you all, if you're dealing with any kind of loss or leaving, which is all the last 2 weeks in my life have been, go listen to the free past life regression at imdwallace.com. Okay, but it's a perfect example, Kathy. And the channel is also kind of wagging their finger. They're showing me like a mother wagging her finger at a child, going, who got you in the credit card debt in the first place, Kathy?
Well, it was stolen. It was hacked. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
The credit card was hacked. And so
I understand that.
Yeah.
And did you stop?
It was taken care of.
And it was taken care of. So you were taken care of. So this is the pattern, Kathy. Okay. Shit happens in my life. I'm going to accept that I didn't create it. I don't want it. So I'm going to create it being taken care of. But that creates a lot of struggle to fix in my life. And that's the pattern that you keep yourself in. That's what you're letting yourself get away with instead of, and all of us, they're making sure all of us are included in this, that that's the pattern we've let ourselves get away with. Oh, my pet will make me feel better. Or when I get rid of the person I'm married to who doesn't understand me, or this damn job, when I get out of this damn job, or when I get enough money, or, you know, if my arthritis would just go away, blah. That's what we can get away with right now. That's not high creation of self. Do you understand?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, the highest message that all of this is saying to you is you went under, and I want everybody to hear this because I've gotten so many emails and done so many sessions this week about this very thing. And I want you all to know I understand it absolutely, totally, experientially with you. In like you read in my e-blast, in 1 week, daughter went through divorce, moved back in with me. Joni quit, gave me a 2-week notice, which, by the way, everybody, be patient while Miss Ashley, she only had 4 days of training and she was supposed to have a full 2 weeks. So you're going to love her. She's wonderful. She understands all of our work. And, you know, just be patient with me if it takes a little longer to get back to you for a few days. So that's the purging that they're talking about. But our great opportunity is not to go into overwhelm and go under. It's to go, okay, I'm the creation of me. What do I need to create now? Now, Kathy, when I asked if you asked yourself that, I get a no. Is that true?
Yes and no. It was, first it was like the typical reaction thing. And then it was
sure.
Like, okay, what do I want? What would Dee do? And and then it was like, you know what? I don't feel like doing that right now.
Yeah.
And
see,
then it
what
was,
could I get away with?
Right. And then it was, okay, I don't like what's happening with my relationship between me and my dog. I need to start doing something different. So that's when I started getting more focused in being aware.
Okay. And you still have not said, I get it. I get it, doggy. I have to face and deal with the death of me as a non-creator, and then you'll come around. Swear to God, that's the highest thing they're giving me.
And as a non-creator, okay.
The death of me, or, because we like to put it in positive statements, the birth of me as the creator of who I am. And that's for Luz, too. That's for everybody on the show and who will ever hear this. So let's all claim it right now that we accept and allow the birth of ourselves as the conscious creators that we are. We celebrate it. And they're showing me, you know, a bunch of guys, gosh, I don't even know what this movement's called, but they're going, work it, work it, work it. So we got to work the muscle of this consistent birth of creation. Because I guarantee you, when you go back into that power, guys, you're not going to feel like you're going under. So as soon as you feel like you're going under, you got to stand up and go, this is about the death of me letting myself get away with shit. Not going to do it anymore. Going to stand up. What can I do? What can I do to empower me? And I guarantee you, when you empower you and you move back into your joy, your dog's going to come. He's already starting to come back around, isn't he?
Yeah, because I changed my.
Yeah. Yeah. See what great mirrors they are of you?
Right. I spent the past 5 days directing and, opening and,
Yeah, and just, Kathy, the more you can feel into your love and joy place, just feel into your love and joy place. Like any energy, your doggy's going to want to be around that more.
Right. Okay.
Right? Is there anything else? All right. Do you feel like you got your answer?
Yes. Thank you. Your beginning, what you were talking about was really like, I think that you're talking directly to me.
I'm sure I was. I was talking directly to everybody that's on this call. Thank you, sweetheart, for sharing
that
with everybody.
So you bet. Thank you. Do you love you?
I love you too. And we're going to Amy in Connecticut. Dudette, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty fabulous.
I was wondering if you could tune into me. Lot of healing, talking about integrity. I love the topic of this show. Spirit never lets me get away with it. Well, honestly, I've had to face fire after fire after fire, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So
why?
My focus
why? Is- Wait, stop. Why would you not want a life of ease and effortlessness instead of having to put out fires all the time?
Because I think I think my soul not only called it, it's about facing not only this year, but the past karmas. I have to face it someday.
Okay. So Amy, let me tell you what my channel says about karma. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's another way that a lot of spiritual people give their power away. They go, it's karma, so I can't help it. I just have to pay it off. And my channel says that's just BS. This is the way they explain karma. That, let's say, for example, you have a belief let's just use your belief that I have to struggle or I have to win over struggle. Okay. Every time something happens in your life and you go back to that same thought, you are creating your karma all over again. The first time you have that thought and you stop yourself and go, I'm not having that thought anymore. My life is free and flowing and easy. Then there's no more karma. Because you're not creating it. You are taking what we've called karma and redirecting the energy into creating something else. Now,
right.
You're bringing up something really important here. Again, my God, like I said, it's a mini webinar today. I want us all to look at, and we all have this belief, and I'm supposed to add this to the core beliefs. That's how big it is. You know, we don't add a new core belief hardly ever anymore. That creation is struggle. Everybody just sit with that one for a minute. The belief that creation is struggle. Because, again, God's everything, all thought, all possibility. So if the God of us is choosing to believe that creation is struggle, then the more we create, the more struggle we're going to have. This is a huge one. Everybody try to just feel into that. Don't go to your head. Just try to feel into that. It's
huge.
Can I just
see?
Yes.
This popped up. For me, is that I just think of it as the butterfly in transformation, that without it trying, it being in the dark, there's no beautiful transformation. And that's how I see my life. It's not just like I'm craving struggle. I think it's just like without resistance, there's no resilience. That's what I feel. And I'm
Amy, that's why you have a lot of struggle in your life. So if that's okay with you, great. I don't want that much struggle in my life anymore. I was taught
that
life is a struggle. And I understand what you're saying, that there's yin and yang.
Yeah. And the thing is that I'm struggling with gradually losing my vision. It's a genetic thing. I can't even control that. So what am I doing with it? Am I thinking about it every day that this is going to happen?
Who said you couldn't control it?
I can't control what the universe is going to do for me, but I can control my attitude about it.
Okay, I'm hoping everybody's following this, because you're bringing in so many gifts here.
Okay.
Do you see how you have separated yourself from the universe?
Can you expand on that?
Well, yeah, you just said, I can't help what the universe brings to me. In other words, I'm separate from the universe. My creative abilities don't have anything that doesn't affect the universe. The universe sends me stuff, and I get to deal with it in as positive a way as I can. What if, Amy, what if the universe was sending back to you your own belief systems?
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, everything.
Well, you can't agree with that and say what you just said, baby, because they're opposite statements.
Okay.
You can't have it both ways. You can't let yourself get away with that anymore. So either you're not the center of the universe, you don't have creative power over what you bring to you, or you are the creative force of you, and the electrical impulses that you send out are a telephone connection to the universe, and the universe will send you back in kind exactly what your belief systems are, as you believe it's delivered unto you. And that, my beautiful, fabulous Amy, is your biggest gift, your biggest place to shift right now, because that is where you're falling out in the biggest way. Guys,
if you can
just understand that everything that you are, I am the center of the universe. I am the center of the wheel, and everything goes out from me. It doesn't come into me. It goes out from me. They want you to work with that this week and play around with it. And okay. Just really start being conscious, baby, of
okay.
shifting that whole paradigm. You're going to see a big change. Okay?
Okay. So the affirmation for the day is I am. Can you please repeat that and then I'll let you go?
I am. And this is for everybody. Again, I am the center of the universe.
Okay.
Everything is created from me.
Right.
From me, by me, for me. I'm it. And that's why doctor visits and anxiety medicine and gastrointestinal neurological problems have, according to a few doctors that I've talked to in their individual practices, almost tripled lately because we feel like we're all losing control because our country is in the illusion that it has no control.
Yes. Okay.
Do not give your power away to that, guys. If you
right.
give your power away to that, you help create more of it. What
okay.
do we want? We want a country of integrity. We want a country who asks the question, what is right for me to do now? We want a country of respect and honor for all men and women, right? Of all colors and creeds. We want the country that our Constitution's based on. Find that within yourselves and know then that you are creating a country and a world and a universe that mirrors you. Okay?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. You brought in some great stuff, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Wow, what a show. You guys are rocking today. Eileen in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I am feeling you on me because I am the epitome of what you just talked about.
Well, I think that's the great challenge we're all going through right now, all of us.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think you're some namby-pamby little soul that decided to come in at this time, do you?
No.
You know, the great souls are here now because, well, I almost said we're the warriors, and they said, don't you dare use that word, because we are the staunch creators, and we decided to be here to hold the balance for everybody. But even we are being challenged in our balance right now. So what specifically can I do for you?
Well, I am being challenged physically. Last night, I almost went to the hospital. And,
well,
you
they're
know,
saying, Eileen, there's, and I'm not a doctor, guys, so everything I give you is energetic information. They're saying it's more of a spiritual thing. It is expressing itself. Just like I said, all these doctors said their business is almost tripled because
yeah.
of the anxiety that we are allowing ourselves to be brought into. My daughter had to point it out to me the other day. I got so pissed off watching MSN. And she said, Mom, you tell me that you watch this because you're doing your work and you're doing, you know, you're balancing work for the world and everything, but I think you've crossed the line. And she was absolutely right. I had gone out of creation and into reaction. So
yeah.
What is it that's making you feel like you have lost control of the creation of you, Eileen?
Well, first of all, I'm not creating that much these days. And I mean, yes, I'm, you know, videotaping a couple of my songs and getting it on YouTube pretty soon.
Good.
But I don't, yeah, but I don't feel like I'm producing as much as I used to and sitting at the piano as much as I used to.
Okay,
and
well, nobody can do that but you.
I know, and I'm, little by little, I'm changing that. But last night I had the worst reflux I've had in years, and it really scared me.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, passed out in a restaurant. So let me ask you all, is allowing yourself to get away with going into anxiety over the state of the world worth diminishing your health and creating health scares? Is it worth it? Just yes or no, Eileen?
No.
Okay, then don't do it. Because acid reflux, all that stuff, those are physical reactions to anxiety.
Yes.
Okay, and what does it feel like? It feels like a heart attack, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah. And so what is you, what are you trying to tell yourself?
Well, I mean, it just feels like I can't take anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So don't take it, create it. There's a little catchphrase we can use. Don't take it, create it. So again, like my daughter said, turn off the TV if you can't create. Look away from whatever it is that's creating you anxiety, and you better go create you. Which, by the way, I have to tell you again, those of you that did Marilyn Janae's Feel Free to Prosper, I went back about a month ago and started it again and have been writing out all of the affirmations. I can't even believe how much financial surprises were bestowed upon me, even in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on. So I am telling you all, asking you all, pleading with you all to get up every day and go, what can I create today that's going to make me happy? What can I create today that's going to make me feel good about myself? And your health is going to feel a lot better. Now, I'm not a doctor, but when I had all that acid reflux stuff going on, Eileen, you know, everybody wants to put you on all the antacids, the Nexium and all the Prevacid and all that stuff that's out there, which we know from doing our webinar with Dr. The chiropractor, Dr. Berdici, that those things help your acid reflux, but they also not good for your liver. So just try, and I'm not a doctor. I don't want you to go off any medication. I would never suggest that. But you might try a teaspoonful of baking soda in some warm, like a half a glass of warm water, half a cup of warm water. Okay? Because that does it for me every time, and then you don't have to put all that other crap in you. But again, if they have prescribed something to you, far be it from me to tell you to go off it, Eileen, but you might add that to it and see if it helps, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we are going to Jay in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep. What can we do for you?
I'm stuck in all kinds of ways.
Well, I get a no. So the first thing that I'm hearing, Jay, is you're stuck in your stuckness. And what that means is you have a belief that you're stuck. And when you have a belief that you're stuck, guys, you're literally directing your energy to stay stuck or get stuck or be stuck. Do you understand? It's like you walk into a room and you go, I have a belief that nobody in here can come help me and help my life flow, but I want you all to do that. But none of you are going to be successful because I have a belief that I have to stay stuck. Nobody in that room can help you then. Do you understand? And the universe is the same way. It cannot help your flow if you keep focusing on being stuck. So they want you this week. Again, don't let yourself get away with it, Jay. I'm flow. Okay. Everything in my life is flowing and opening up. And I'm taking responsibility for going to my love place and going, wow, this is what flow feels like, and this is what I want, universe. Come on, we're going to do this one now. Do you understand? Jay,
yes.
Do you understand? Okay, baby.
Yes.
Those are your marching orders.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you bet. Guys, oh my gosh, as you believe, it's delivered unto. As you believe, it's delivered unto you. And, you know, that's why I'm so excited about doing Creation Station again. Because when we have a whole weekend and there's 20 fabulous souls who all come together with one intention, then we all share in those intense 2.5 days of joy and love. You really see your stuff, you get it, and there are huge shifts that are made. All right, Linda, we're in Minnesota. Hi, baby, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I've been wanting to, it's been so long since I've spoken with you, and I've been wanting to ask for a while, as I'm listening to this program this morning, it's been bouncing back and forth, actually, but I've been wanting to ask you for a while, what do I most need to know from my little girl, or what does my little girl need to know, and what does it have to do with the ex-boyfriend that keeps knocking on my energetic door?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with your ex-boyfriend, because why you keep bringing in your ex-boyfriend is he's a reason for you not to take responsibility for the creation of yourself.
Mm.
And they're saying they want to go further back from your little girl. Excuse me?
Further back from the little girl?
Yes, back into your embryo. What was going on with your mother and father when your mother was carrying you?
That's when my father's alcoholism unleashed. She said that she didn't have any hint that he was physically abusive and abusive when his alcoholism before they got married, but she got pregnant before they got married, and right after they got married, he got abusive.
Okay, so this is the pattern that's imprinted in your embryonic fluid, if you will, and that's exactly what you're tempted to play out with this guy that keeps in your energy field, but you know better.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, because
you know better.
Better.
Okay.
Right, I know better.
All right, then move on. Don't let yourself get away with that. Don't let yourself go, well, I know this is a shitty choice for me, but I'm going to do it anyway, because the pull is just, it's like, you know, if you saw your dad killing himself through alcohol, right? Wouldn't you
right,
say?
Right, and this guy's killing himself with crack.
Okay, so walk the frick away, woman. Why do you need to bog your energy down with that stuff?
That's what I'm wondering, because I thought
and
I
I'm telling
walk
you
away
because
and like 3 months ago. I mean, he's just texting me, but it's like,
no,
three,
no.
Like
guys,
2 months ago,
look,
I thought, oh, good, okay,
no.
He's gone again, and now he's back again.
He's back
texting.
Because you haven't eliminated the need for him, the need for that pattern out of your energy system.
Mm.
I'm telling you, when you really wish energy away, it goes away. But there's a part of you that goes, oh, I know this pattern. I know this. I can't help it. Well, you can flip and help it. Walk away now. Do you hear? Walk away now. That's your answer. Walk
That's
away now and start creating your life. Okay, thank you. Kimmy, I'm going to go to you. Wait, where did you go? Well, now I lost you. Damn, you guys, you're here and then you, I don't know what happens to this thing. Okay, well, We're at 9:55. Gosh, I wish I could take more calls, guys. I just don't have time. There's one person, Lynn, there's one, you're the one person whose question was not answered today. Email me, please do not call. Email me around what your question was. It has to do a lot with you creating yourself, but there's a definite piece of information that just you needs around your thing. Everybody else, just stop right now and go, okay, this was my question. Everybody state your question to yourself. What can I get away with, and what is right, and how can I take back the power of my own self-creation? How does that answer my question? Just shut up and listen now, they'll tell you. Yes, you should have all gotten a clear guidance and lesson now. So it is. It's done. Live consciously, my beautiful people. Practice your breathing. Meditate if you need to. And go to your love place. You cannot feel the anxiety. You cannot feel the fear when you are in love. Ah, what a show. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more, because then you create yourself and your life as love. You know that's what it's all about. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.